My wife is getting on a plane tomorrow, and that means that I've got the house to myself, and all I've got to do is keep the dogs alive. I mean, I got a couple chores that I put on the list here, but I'm not letting her add anything to my list, Ashley. So, you know, basically, I just have to keep the household running, do the other things that I want to do, and then, you know, feed the dogs and feed myself. And I asked my wife, what is it that she thinks that I eat when it is that, you know, she's not in the house?
What do you think I eat when there's nobody here to supervise me or feed me?
Everything that will give you a heart attack.
Wow.
What?
I mean, she's not actually wrong.
I was going to say.
I was thinking about it. Like, you know, at first it was hurtful to hear her say it out loud, but then I looked at it. Now, I'm the type of crazy person, Ashley, is that if I know I have, like, you know, designated time or whatever coming up, I start to make a plan out of it. So look at this. I'm going to give you a little insight into my craziness.
Okay.
This is my plan of things while my wife is gone. And you can see it's broken into sections.
It is.
I actually don't want you to read it all because then you would change your opinion about me. But
no.
Here is my area of chores. All right. So I have, you know, several chores here. Then here is my area of things that I'm going to watch on television. I make a list of those too. And then here is, I've already mapped out my food possibilities for the weekend.
Food possibilities.
That's right.
Subject to change.
That's right. So I have a couple cheeseburgers left in the fridge that I can go ahead and grill up. I have those. There's a place near my house that makes this Big Mac pizza. Have you had Big Mac pizza?
No.
Oh my gosh, with the special sauce and the hamburger on it and everything.
Like a McDonald's Big Mac?
Oh my gosh, it's fantastic.
Well, that's kind of lost to me. I've never had a Big Mac before.
Well, what? What?
This might take you 30 seconds. Hold on here.
How is that possible? And then I have a rotisserie chicken. That way, that I, you know, every time I walk by it, I can just rip a piece off of it, and I can drop a piece down to the dogs, and you know, then we're all happy, right?
Well, that's not unhealthy.
We're all there. So if you're home alone, there's nobody that you have to care for. You don't have to take care of your, you know, your animals, your husband, your children. What is it that you're going to eat? Girl dinner.
I actually did this last night.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Where was everybody? Did you just ignore your family, or you just? What?
My husband was at work and my daughter wasn't around at the time. Okay. So I saw a nice little bag of Starburst and my daughter's not here. She's six. So usually if there's candy like that, we have to share. And this time I said, you know what? I'm going to eat all of the pink and all of the red.
Oh my gosh.
I'm not going to hear a six-year-old griping to me about it.
So wait a minute. You ate a dozen pink and red Starburst for dinner? Like, I'm not a doctor.
It's like dessert.
I mean, I don't want to be judgy. But, I mean, how are you going to function throughout the day? like, is that, you know, turning into energy for you? Feel like that's working?
I just feel like you can't just have, you know, one, two, three, or four. If they're there and, you know, those cherry ones are kind of staring at me, it's like, oh, okay.
So you left, though, all the yellow and then what? Is it orange?
Orange.
Yeah. You left all those in the bag.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I mean...
So when she comes home, she's going to be real disappointed.
Reach their bag into there. I mean, you may be Satan, actually. Wow, this is amazing. Very eye-opening. My wife's getting ready to go out of town, and that means over the next few days, like, I'm in charge of the house. But I'm also in charge of my meals, and I'll eat whatever I want, Ashley. Ask my wife exactly what she thought that meant.
What do you think I eat when there's nobody here to supervise me or feed me?
Everything that will give you a heart attack.
Wow.
What?
She's not necessarily wrong. On my list for this weekend, I've got cheeseburgers, a pizza, and a rotisserie chicken. I just want things that I can pull pieces off of. 1-800-330-9999. Billy, you're home alone. Nobody's watching you. What are you eating?
Listen, I have a very good Italian wife.
Yeah.
When she goes away, she prepares all of my meals for me. I used to have a dog, so I don't have to worry about that. So, you know, I'm in pretty good shape. You know, I got a good Italian wife for that.
You know, it's true that a lot of times the Italian wife will prepare, like, casseroles and stuff. Like, they go, like, if you make me a pan of baked ziti, I can eat that baked ziti for 3-4 days. I once ate 30 pounds of potato salad in one weekend.
Whoa.
Yeah. I mean, if you leave me to my own devices, I can do it.
That's ambitious. Yeah.
Well, she takes very good care of me. I can't complain. You know what I mean?
No, my wife is like, she's out of here. Right? We went out last night. Thank God I've got half a ribeye waiting for me in the fridge tonight, or I might go hungry. No witnesses, Melissa. You can eat whatever you want at home, on the couch, wherever. What is it you're doing?
Okay, so I know this sounds not like a typical answer, but I'm obsessed with beef jerky, and I could eat bags of them all day. That is my girl dinner. Bags of teriyaki beef jerky. It's amazing. It's so good. I know it's such a random thing, but I just love beef jerky.
I just tried beef jerky for the first time.
What?
Like a couple months ago.
Are you serious?
No, I'm dead serious.
Time?
Like, I mean, and Ashley, like, you're outdoor type. You like sports and stuff like that? Just had beef jerky.
Yeah, I just don't like my animals dried out, I guess.
Hurts my jaw after a little while. I get it during fair season because, you know, they have all the spicy ones. They get the vendors there, and I get a ton of it. All gives me heartburn, all totally worth it, but I can't do it year-round.
You got to do the teriyaki because the teriyaki one is a little softer, so it doesn't hurt your jaw as much. But, yeah, I love beef jerky. I like it all.
I like the Western and the black pepper and the teriyaki. Yeah, all good. Mm. Jen, girl dinner. Nobody's home. There's no witnesses. What are you eating?
Oh, pepperoni pizza and red wine on my white couch.
That sounds like heartburn in a delicate scenario.
No, it's so good.
Living dangerously.
But on the white couch.
Yeah. Like, I mean, that's the thing is, like, I mean, I'm not a therapist, but there's some things there. You're speaking to me when you give me that answer.
This is interestingly specific.
Right. You like to live dangerously.
I do, but it's because I can't do it when my husband's home.
Yeah. Come on. You can't trust him. He'll drop the pizza. Right. No, I that part I understand.